Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Between all the dull stuff you're doing and the exciting stuff I'm doing, we're gonna save the world!
I've done stuff I ain't proud of, and the stuff I am proud of is disgusting.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
This mic is saggy. Saggy mic.
Out of element.
Gosh.
Just come to me.
The stool's bad. I got saggy and you got...
I think you have to stand. It's got a mind of its own. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She says we aren't vibing today. Could we be entering our seven-year itch so soon? And her birthday gift to me was beyond thoughtful, but it's minuscule compared to what she does to me every... Not does to me. Does for me.
I want you to talk more about what I do to you.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks again for everything. For you, Lacey, and everyone. It was wonderful.
So sweet. Yes, we are going to talk about the birthday shenanigans and what happened after. But first, we used up all of our ideas last week or in past episodes, so no promises on this one. Doesn't mean that I'll actually shut up or allow my co-host to talk, though. She's just so glad that the birthday celebration is officially over. Her name is...
Amy Nichols, and yes, I'm very happy it's over.
I had so much fun with you last week, celebrating your birthday, but I think I might have had a little bit too much fun at your expense.
No.
Because it was fun. I was just glad that we were both able to pull it off because we were both running around the office telling people, okay, don't tell Amy this, don't tell Lacey this, but I've got this planned. And it was fun. And I believe, I haven't checked the stats, but I believe we got extra mentions because people around the office are so vain. They wanted to hear themselves on the podcast. Oh. So they went back and listened. The rest of the time, they don't listen to our podcast. Thanks for the love, by the way.
Yeah.
Other people. Everybody.
I can't think of, Nick is probably the only one that regularly listens.
And?
You and I?
Oh, well, duh. I told you. I felt really stupid because I was so happy after the birthday and anniversary celebration that I went back and listened to a couple of old episodes. But then I realized that I was completely lame because I'm like fangirling over myself. And I didn't want...
No.
Like, I had to...
You were not fangirling. I wouldn't say that.
We're great. I'm a complete fan of us, Amy. But I like had to switch it off my Bluetooth audio or whatever before I got home because I didn't want to pull up in my own house playing my own jam.
Was Jeremy home?
Yeah, I didn't want him to catch me.
That would have looked bad.
Listening to myself.
It'd be one of the only times he's listened to the podcast, though.
He used to listen, and he'll say some stuff sometimes, but then I can't tell like if I already said it to him or if he listened, and I don't want to be stupid and ask him. Hey, babe, did you listen? No, all you do is bitch about me. I'm not going to listen. But we do have another fan in the office, and she gave you a birthday present.
She did, Shannon, Psycho Shannon. So I thought she heard it on the podcast, but maybe I said it in front of her. Anyways, the story about how I could not stop chewing plastic, and I ended up chewing off my friend's, who's now a family member, cordless phone antenna. And so, anyway, Shannon heard, and she got me one for my birthday to give to someone else.
And it was so funny because she told me what it was, and I kept tormenting you about it. And I was like, oh, well, what do you think she got you? What do you think? But then I have to make sure that my face doesn't give it away, just in case you did actually correctly name it for some reason.
No.
And figured that you would.
No.
But you kept trying to guess, and you said... What did you say? You said, is it something margarita related? And I'm like, no, babe, you need to think more like Shannon. And so you were like, brain tumor? She gave me a brain tumor?
I don't remember saying that. But probably.
I was like, well, that is thinking more like Shannon.
Yeah,
but.
Sick humor. I got the dark.
But then I was talking to our friend Alita in New Orleans, and she wanted to know how you liked your birthday celebration and everything else. And she goes, did she enjoy it? Did she cry? And I said, no, she sweated. that's not Amy. And so I was texting you about that and you admitted something to me.
I did. Well, I wasn't going to say anything. It wasn't really tears of joy. I was really nervous. I think I was overwhelmed with all of the love. And so, yeah, I cried on my way home.
You cried. And I knew it wasn't a good thing. I knew that wasn't a compliment.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And I wasn't going to tell you because I didn't want you to feel bad about such a nice thing that you did for me. I don't think it was good either. It was just a cry that I needed to cry.
Oh, my God. Nobody's looking at me. We're not talking about me for once. I need to cry about it.
That was a peaceful cry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how was the rest of your birthday?
It was very chill. I did get a margarita, not on the patio, but at least I got to check off one of my wants on my birthday. I got to see my parents. They made dinner for me.
And your sister came by, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. She doesn't ever call me back. I love her dearly. I wish she loved me as much as I love her.
She's super hot, by the way.
She is. She's almost 10 years younger than me, so she's got the age on her side. And she's very attractive. She is.
She's a beautiful girl. She's really cool. She's really, like, hip and trendy, has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
She's a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, so much fun.
Irresponsible as hell.
She used to really like me whenever I was the cool one. But now I'm just a boring old mom. Anyways, so she doesn't ever call me, but she did call me for my birthday, and I was, you know, so happy that she did and realized that she really just needed something from me. She was in town and really just needed a place to crash. So she was like, wishing me happy birthday, but also I need your couch tonight. So it was a nice surprise. I just wish it was what she really wanted to do.
I do that. And you can't just like go in cold with somebody after I hadn't talked to you in a while. So you do have to send like that buffer text or buffer phone call before you ask for something. So I'll do that. But then as soon as I ask, I'm like, now they know why I called
them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday.
I'm okay doing that with my mom. And that's probably it. And Josh. I never even have to do the buffer with him.
Hopefully you talk to your husband enough that you don't have to do a buffer with him. Hopefully it's just regular conversation.
I have stopped the conversation for several days before. Not around the kids, but like personal one-on-one stuff.
I know. That's why you scare me.
Yeah.
That's why the tears scared me. Because I'm like,
she's never going to talk to me again.
Yeah. You make Amy mad. She's done for life. Just bye. Best friends, what? I don't need you.
I've done it. My best friend, bye. Yeah, it sucked, but it had to be done.
So I do have to tell you something I did to another one of my best friends. And I feel so guilty for it. But I think I kind of broke a girl code maybe with Bonnie. Uh-oh. Either that or I know I hate it whenever people do it to me. So then the fact that I immediately jumped there with Bonnie was a little bit disappointing in myself, you know? But Bonnie and Amy are both on Marco Polo because they don't have iPhones. I don't know why the hell not. I'm such an iPhone zombie.
Is it an app?
Yeah, it's a talking app. So, like, since they don't have iPhones, they don't have FaceTime. They might have something else for Android. I don't know. But it's this app, and all it does is take a short video of yourself and send it to them. So mm-hmm. That's it. So they use it just to, like, three-way talk with me. But I never use it. I never get on, and I just always get these notifications just because I'm so sick of all the different ways to communicate with people.
Oh, my gosh. Me too.
I love my best friends, and I'm happy to be able to talk with them, and this is something that I only do with them. But then it's like I don't want to go watch videos.
Yeah,
to
go log into another social media account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to log into Snapchat the other day because my little niece wanted to, she likes playing on the filters and stuff.
It's so fun for kids.
I hadn't even been on Snapchat on my phone since I got it for my birthday. I never Snapchat though. I hate it. Anyway.
I do too.
So
I heard Snapchat is dead.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't cost the company billions and billions of, of dollars. So Bonnie sent me a Marco Polo, and of course I never checked it. Well, then she texted me the other day on a three-way text with Amy and was like, hey, did you check your messages? And I was in the middle of watching a movie with Jeremy, so I couldn't stop what I was doing and check it. But now I'm intrigued. You got me. You got me hooked. Mm-hmm. What is so important? And so I'm like, no, I'll check it later, but go ahead and tell me now what's going on. She's like, no, you can just check your Marco Polo later. So automatically, I'm like, you're pregnant. You're pregnant with the little girl, because Bonnie has Bonnie has two boys, and I love the oldest one so much, Weston, but whenever I first found out he was a boy, I was like, aw. And then with the second one, she tells me, she called me up and told me that she was going to tell me something really bad. And I'm thinking, like, the worst.
It's another boy.
Yeah, ends up it's a boy, and I know you're going to be disappointed. So automatically I'm like, oh, you're pregnant and you're going to have a girl and you're going to name her Lacey and, like, all this different kind of stuff. Well, then I check the message later. No, she wanted to know if I wanted to meet her in California for something she's going to do in Mexico. Because I had offered a long time ago if she needed somebody to go.
Hey, a trip's cool too, though.
But I felt bad. And she's like, oh, girl, no, I got put on birth control like in January.
How old is her youngest? Do you know?
He's about to be two.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good gap. So another baby, that would be a nice surprise. Good guess. Solid.
But I hate that. I can be somewhere with a drink in my hand. And I'm like, guess what? Everybody's like, you're pregnant. I'd be a really irresponsible pregnant person if that was the case. I'm currently drinking at this moment.
It could have been soda water.
I guess.
That's what's always in my cup. Those non-alcoholic drinks I'm drinking all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's too bad. I would never ask someone I didn't know, when are you due? That's a big no-no.
That is awkward. I one time I was doing a bit. I had to go. It was around Valentine's Day, and I went to different flower shops and gave them like really weird situations, and said I was sending flowers for that. And what did I say? Oh, I said I was pregnant. I'm pregnant, and I'm going to send my husband flowers to tell him we weren't supposed to check the sex of the baby, but I found out it was a boy, and I want him circumcised, and he's against that, so I want to send him flowers that say,
it's a mouthful.
Congratulations, it's a boy, and I'm going to circumcise him. And I had just gotten finished working out. I was in workout clothes, and I go there, and I said something, and the girl was like, I was going to say you're pregnant, and I'm like thinking, you bitch. I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't.
You've never been big.
No,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
That's it. I do have a bit of a belly, and sometimes I can push it out, and I'm like, oh, I'm like freaking pregnant right now. But I don't really think that I do.
Oh, after a solid weekend where I really enjoyed myself, I look 3 months pregnant. I all the time. If I had a good weekend, it shows.
See, this is why I can't get control of my health. Because, like, you and I are working out now. We're doing the Fittish 30 program.
Yes.
And I started the eating.
I'm proud. I'm 50 on the eating.
I've been relatively good, but I've been on the struggle bus this week. So every day I tell myself I'm not going to drink. And then at night I'm just like, but what's the point? And I drink a lot. Not that much, but yeah. So, and then Jenna was doing something on That's What I Like last week. Oh, it was a pancake waffle iron. One side was waffle, one side was pancake.
Yeah.
My fat butt see that? And automatically I'm like, I sent a text to my husband, let's make chicken and waffles on Saturday. So I had my dad's birthday on Friday, which we had chicken fried steak. Chicken and waffles. I normally don't eat a lot of fried food, but I mean, everything was fried. I even had fried okra at my mom's house. Just like, oh, whatever.
Yes.
Fry it. I'll eat it. I don't even care. And then Sunday I had brunch with a girlfriend, which it's all you can eat. So I'm like, challenge accepted. And I love brunch, but I don't brunch well because after I brunch, like, I'm done. I never drink champagne unless it's at brunch.
Yeah.
And then everything has to do with how drunk I get. How drunk I get,
well,
how much food I eat.
Actually, I don't think we have ever brunched together. Even when we went to Vegas, I don't think we did. No. I have to go brunching with you. Can you make it a verb?
Yeah.
Brunching?
Okay. For sure. For sure. Yeah, me and Kendra, who sent you a birthday message, but she got it a little late. We went to brunch on Sunday and went home and we took a group nap together. Like her and I just slept on my couch. I wasn't going to do it because I am very lame, but I'm not lame enough that I want to sleep whenever people are over at my house. But she suggested it because we were both, woo.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite thing to do on the weekend.
But I ended up wasting the rest of my day. Like she left. I woke up. Let her out of the house, locked the door, and then I just went back to sleep. And I texted her, like, she had been home for a couple hours. I texted her hours later, and my lame ass was in bed at 8:30 on Saturday. I'm telling you, Amy, I have got to get a hobby. I'm, like, getting sick of myself. I'm spending so much time with myself, and I'm getting sick of myself.
Well, I don't think that it's sad. I envy you. The time that you get by yourself.
So much
I know.
Time.
I said, I think at the last podcast, how awful it was that you drink alone. I wasn't specifically talking about you, but that's how it came out. And I did not intend for it to sound like that. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, what a lucky girl that she's by herself and she can do whatever the hell she wants to do. So
I
nice.
I can do anything that I want to do. I have nothing to do.
Well, you like to paint. That was the thing that you are picking up. That's great.
And I think I'm going to have to join a gym. I love going to the gym here with you, and I'm not saying that I will give that up, but at least if I have, I boxed for like 2 years, and I would take a night class from them. Either I would leave in enough time that I could do the noon class, mm-hmm. or go home, take a nap, and then wake up and go. And I was thinking about getting back into boxing. Well, instead, I went to the liquor store by the boxing place, and it shut down. So that's not near me anymore.
Yeah.
I used to do a boot camp up the road, so I'm thinking, and that one's a little bit earlier, so I'm thinking maybe I should do that, because if I don't have anything to do, then I pester Jeremy, because I'm like, I'm kind of like Trey during the commercial breaks, or Nick, whenever they come in our room, and they're like, entertain us. And I feel so lame. I'm pretty sure they think I'm the lamest person ever, because I can't entertain myself. How am I supposed to entertain you? So I just put on my headphones and ignore everybody.
I usually got nothing.
But I'm constantly like, pay attention to me. Love me. Let's do something. And he's just like, oh, I'm sick of you.
No.
He doesn't say it. Just his actions say it, Amy.
Well,
I'm pestering him.
I think you mentioned kickball. That's something to do.
Well, I wanted Jeremy and I to do something together, because I feel like we just don't do anything. We sit at home and watch TV, which is my favorite activity in the world. But I want us to be able to do stuff and hang out and enjoy each other's company, and not, like, sometimes he'll go to talk to me while we're watching something and it irritates me because I have to stop and press pause. And I'm like, what? Did you not? Somebody else is talking. Like, you're being rude. This character's talking right now. So I told him I wanted to join kickball, but he's not going to join it with me. So,
do it without him.
Well, my friend asked if we were going to do it. And I've been talking to my friend for years, Claude. You met Claude.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to him about it for years. And so he messaged me and was like, hey, are y'all going to join? I said, no, Jeremy's not in. I'm not going to do it without him. He said, well, why don't you just come and watch? So I'm going to go next week. Because I was like, I need something to do.
Yeah.
That's not really ideal because it's late. It's on a Thursday night. And they all go out and drink afterwards, which I'm totally into. But I can't.
It's difficult.
I can't do that
week.
On a Thursday. Yeah. It's one thing if I'm drinking early at the house by myself. But I won't be going out afterwards. But I am going to go just because I'm like, I've been curious about this for 2 years. I thought last year I wanted to join a softball team. And I thought that was going to be a really good idea. It was going to be fun. I got cocky because I went to a batting cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to a batting cage and I hit the ball a bunch of times. And so I was like, dude, I could totally do this. I can play softball.
Out of the machine.
So my friend said, well, before you join, let me and you go out. We'll throw around a couple balls, hit everything else. I don't know how to play at all. Like, he had to teach me proper way to catch and stuff like that. And he's like, I don't think you want to join us. I think you just want to play ball sometimes.
Yeah. And with kickball, you don't, I don't know. Is there really even skill? I mean, you just kick a ball.
I could do
like
it.
The least amount of coordination, unlike softball. I think that you have to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And I heard, cause it's co-ed, And I thought like it would be fun, or would somebody be mad at me if I'm not any good? Like, how competitive is this? And I've heard that the guys can be really mean to the girls on softball.
Well,
because they're not obligated to me at all.
I think it would just depend on their personalities. I don't know.
It'd be a bunch of strangers. I couldn't pick and choose.
Oh, it's not with friends?
No, not on actual leagues.
Oh.
Well, I have a friend on a league, but then everybody else, I probably wouldn't know.
No, they'd probably be pretty serious about it, I would imagine.
We could start our own softball league.
I don't want to do softball. So much work. That's a solid no from me.
So after Jeremy shot down my idea to do kickball, he had some ideas of his own. And he's like, I've been trying to do stuff with you for years. Like, maybe we should take dance classes
or yoga
or go to yoga. And I'm like, you're talking to your wife, not your boyfriend. That really surprised me. He's never said that to me before.
Yeah, it's way out of left field. That's a softball term. If you're confused about that. Yeah, that surprises me that he would say that.
Especially the dance. I don't know if I'm not serious enough to take dance classes. I would giggle the whole time.
So giggle. Who cares? Go do it and have fun. Make fun of him.
Like, it was kind of hard. It was hard for us to say, it was hard for me anyway, to say my vows to Jeremy and look at him, because you have to look at each other the whole time. And it's just awkward. So I'm looking at him, but I'm giggling, I'm making jokes, everything else. It was so hard. Like, our ceremony, I don't know, my dad did it, and it was really long. So during this really long ceremony, I just have to stare at him the whole time. It was so difficult.
Well,
solution, solve, baby, go. He is good to look at, so that's a good thing. Do you and Josh?
Yeah.
Y'all do fun stuff together, though, because y'all do, like, game night and stuff.
With, like, other couples or just us two? I guess, yeah.
I know. Both. With y'all two.
Yeah. I mean, even, I'm bragging here. sometimes we'll, like, even we'll be watching a couple episodes of whatever show we're watching, and then we just stumble onto a conversation. We actually talk to each other, which I'm not a talker. Josh is way more social than me. I'm on a podcast. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm not. I'm more of a listener. Anyways, so yeah, we'll talk for like 30 minutes about our days and stuff. Who does that? That just sounds weird, right?
That is crazy.
Do you pause the TV? Yeah. Well, because I'm like you. If we're here watching TV, we watch TV. I'm not just doing it. Like, I need to know the storyline. It's important.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Y'all talk. Must be nice. Must be nice to talk to each other. Yeah.
My big brag. I do remember, I'm not coordinated. We've talked about it before. But I do remember being in high school trying to do, like, a group dance. And I only had 22 in my graduating class. And most of those were girls. So we were all going to memorize these moves to a dance. And I had to drop out. I think I was one of the only girls that didn't participate because it's difficult to dance. It's really hard for me.
And you have to have a lot of confidence.
And they're all like moving so smoothly. And I'm just like, I don't even know what my body looks like right now. It's weird. I should probably bought a giant mirror and just practiced for hours and hours. But I didn't.
I can't dance. My only move is getting down on the ground and shaking my butt. That's all I got.
You're good at it, though.
I can't dance. And I'm so glad. I've been in a lot of weddings. I'm so glad nobody made us do the stupid dance down the aisle stuff. Just because I don't have that kind of confidence. I can walk and smile, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, if I have liquid courage, I think I'm awesome. But without it, I'm bad. Well, I'm probably bad with it, but I don't care.
Well, I told you the one time I walked down the aisle with liquid courage. I was an adult, but I was a flower girl. It was for my stepsister's wedding. And we were hitting the bottle beforehand, and then I walked down the aisle and I only threw flowers down one side. I don't know why.
Well, you had the probably basket in the other hand, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just wasn't thinking. And even my uncle said something. He was on the opposite side. And whenever I was walking down the aisle, he was like, Lacey, throw flowers over here. And so I was like, ha! And I threw flowers in his face and kept walking. So, I could not dance in front of a lot of people. So last week after your birthday's celebration, I was at work wearing a white shirt and I was drinking a juice from squeezeonline.com and I spilled it all over myself and it was beet red. It was beet juice.
And we're in a dark room.
Yes.
And you ask, can you see it? And normally you probably wouldn't in a dark room, but it's red on white. It looked bad.
It looked really bad.
It was very noticeable.
And afterwards, I went and met Jeremy and some of his coworkers out for lunch. And so luckily, I have this really confusing jacket that I can wrap around myself and just look really covered up. But I thought this jacket was so cool whenever I got it because you can button it from side to side to where it completely covers up your outfit. But since then, I wore it down in Georgia, and my friend was like, do you have a towel around your neck? So ever since then, if you say something bad about me, I never forget. So don't even try it. And then I feel like I have to call it out first. But luckily, I was wearing that jacket, so I was able to cover it up. And I'm talking to Jeremy on the way, and I didn't realize his coworkers were going to be there. So I'm telling him, I'm like, well, babe, I'm not wearing any makeup. I have beet juice on my shirt. He's like, well, you sound lovely today. Why don't you just come meet us out? Don't even worry about it. I get there and I show him, but I don't want to undo my jacket. So I was like, babe, look at the beet juice on my shirt. And I raised it up and all of his friends were like, whoop, what are you doing? And they looked. I didn't realize that it looked bad.
It's a free show.
What I was doing. But I was so proud of myself because I was thinking on my way down there, most of the guys he was with, I had never met before. So I didn't want to go in there looking like a troll, you know? I wanted to be cute. I want them to think I'm cute. So I was like, I don't have any makeup. What can I do to distract them from the fact that I'm not wearing any makeup and I can't take off my jacket because I have beet juice on my shirt? I put my hair in pigtails. I thought that was genius. I was so proud of myself because I was like, nobody's gonna care.
You look so cute in pigtails. That picture that you posted in Washington, D.C., it was so adorable.
Oh, you're so
I love that look on you.
Oh, tell me more. I'm the opposite of Amy. You can talk about me all the time. But I thought that was genius. I thought that was a clever way to distract from not wearing makeup.
It is.
Because guys love pigtails. I don't know if it worked. I did ask Jeremy if everybody liked me. And he's like, I guess. I mean, nobody said anything. They were talking to you, so they like
people
you.
People from work, right?
Yeah, but he was taking a class last week, so it was a bunch of guys from different stations that I hadn't met.
Regular dudes. Got it.
Yeah.
Well,
and then somebody.
What did he say?
My friends. He said, I mean, they're dudes. They don't talk, so it doesn't matter.
True.
He was like, they were talking to you at lunch, so yeah, they like you. But while we were there, somebody came up to our table and was talking to Jeremy, and I didn't even look up because I just assumed it was somebody who knew him and not me. And then he goes, oh, is that Lacey? Is that Lacey here? And then I look up, and it was a friend's ex-boyfriend. But I was like, well, that's kind of an awkward question, isn't it? Like, who else are you seeing him out with all the time? They have to wonder if this is me.
Maybe the pigtails just threw him off.
Yeah.
He's or like, who's this? Or the towel jacket was like, who the hell is that? Lacey usually has such good fashion sense. What's she doing wearing a towel?
I felt so stupid. I felt so ugly.
Oh, and by the way, that jacket does not look like a towel. I understand why someone would say that if they were dumb. I don't know who said it, but I think it's great.
Matt Yerby, you so dumb. So, a couple of weeks ago, I admitted, man, I've been on this loser streak for a while.
Me too. And I'm negative. Oh, and I complain. I mean, I always complain, but it's been like especially bad lately.
How? I don't know how to not be a negative person. I really don't.
I'm just shaking my head.
I feel myself getting older and bitchier just all the time. And
like, who wants to hang out with me? That's what I want to know. Like,
I do.
I'll say something. I'm like, why? Why would anyone want to be around me?
You're funny negative. I'm sad negative. I'm like truthful negative. I'm like walking around like a one of those truth commercials, those cigarette, like, everybody's gonna die.
I say that on a regular basis at home. I'll just leave that there.
So a couple weeks ago, I admitted that I had plans with a girlfriend and bailed on him because I'd rather continue watching Friends, which Friends update, I'm almost completely through with the series. I don't even know how long that took me. Not that long.
You'll need another excuse to ditch Friends. I mean, like, real Friends, not.
But she listens to the podcast. Her daughter does, too. Her daughter, Amanda
Lopez.
Left me
the message.
So cute. And she's the one who played your daughter on the last episode.
Yeah, she did a great job.
My girlfriend Maria texted me and was like, oh, my God, I wish I would have videoed Amanda's face whenever she was listening. Because whenever she heard her shout out on the podcast, she just got so excited. Amanda is so cool. And she does MMA.
Oh, yeah.
How badass is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, I had bailed on Maria and just said in my podcast, by the way, whenever you hear this, send me a text. Well, she sent me a text while I was in Washington, D.C. and was like, you bitch. And said I didn't have to lie to her. And then since then, anytime I've tried to contact Maria, she's like, I can't. I have a migraine because that's the excuse I used on her.
Okay. The joke gets old at some point, right?
I mean, it is kind of catchy. She invited me to brunch that weekend, and I was in D.C. She didn't know. And I texted her back and said, oh, I can't. I'm in D.C. And then I was like, crap. Oh, I mean, I'm probably going to have a migraine, so no. I wish that would have been my original answer. But, yeah, she hasn't hung out with me since.
Well, she's
I stood her up.
She's paying you back.
I'm wide open, Maria. You want to hang out? I'm wide open. I need her to do my hair, too. Okay, I have to tell you something I did to you.
I don't know.
No, because it's not a big deal. Do you ever feel obligated, like, if you're texting somebody and you know those little bubbles are up because you can see that they're writing, and then you don't want to say what you were originally going to say, but you feel obligated to say something, so you still have to send a text?
Yeah.
Like, I send guilty texts all the time, and I don't remember what it was that I was saying to you. It wasn't anything bad. But then I don't want to say my original statement, whatever that was, but I know that the other person probably saw me typing, so then I have to send something, and that's whenever I just throw in, like, a lame emoji. Like, no words, just here's a thumbs up, here's this.
I do that. Not because I'm afraid they saw the bubbles and I have to get rid of, you know, the original thought. But if you send me something, I feel like I have to send something back. And so I'll do the lame emoji. I'm all about emojis.
Me too. Sometimes that's the only way I need to communicate is just with emojis. I spend too much time looking at emojis, though.
I do too.
I don't know just automatically where it is, and if it's not on my recently used list, then I'm like, oh, are you under the food or transportation, or like, where is this one? Then I have to scroll through, and
I'm gonna have to look at our texts and see what lame emoji you sent me and what we were talking about before, maybe guess.
I don't know if it was an emoji that I sent you, but I know that I have done that to people. Because I feel obligated. I feel obligated that I need to send this text. I don't want somebody to be like hanging on my every word. Oh my God, what was she going to say to me? So then it's the guilty text.
I do it. A lot of people do it. Except for my sister, who doesn't respond ever, even to questions.
That is rude, though.
It's okay.
I'm bad about responding to text messages. But if you're asking me something, I will. Come to think about it, I actually need to call Bonnie because I hadn't talked to her past that text. I was supposed to call her the next day. I don't even know. A riveting conversation we're having there, Amy.
Yep.
For some girls who are not prepared, we are talking our faces off. How many shoes do you think you wear in a week?
No, that's not true. I was going to say in the winter I wear more. That's a lie. I'd say a solid four different shoes.
In a week?
Yeah.
How many shoes have you worn this week? I think I've seen those white Converse.
Well, I wear them a lot, but I've worn my tall brown boots with a zipper. I've worn my loafers. I wore those yesterday. I've worn these and then my running shoes.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I've worn 3 or 4 pairs of shoes this week.
And I have slippers that I wear every time I get home. I put my slippers on. I don't know if those count or not.
You know, I just got finished saying how I want to be cute, but I make an effort for work. Obviously not today, but usually I make some sort of effort for work. And then I come home and I take out my contacts and I put on my PJs and my slippers and I walk around like that for the rest of the time.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't know. I think I read a book when me and Josh first got married. It was like, I don't know, the least you can do is shower for your husband before he gets home. And it was just basically the idea of just try a little bit because, I mean, why the heck not? Anyways, I don't do that.
Well, and these are not role models by any means, but I think Kim Kardashian once said, like, she sleeps in her makeup. So
no, that's
Kanye didn't see her without any makeup on. And Sofia Vergara once said that she doesn't wear, like, ugly PJs. She always wears, like, sexy PJs. But I go home and I just look homeless. Like, I'm obviously not because I'm in a home, but walking around in an old T-shirt and sweatpants.
As if he's not complaining, he knows you look good whenever you'll go on date night. I don't think there's anything wrong with being comfortable when you're at home.
I even let him see me with toothpaste on my face whenever I'm trying to dry up a pimple.
I don't do that. I don't go that far. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying I don't know. I'm just so embarrassed. I don't know why. I don't change in front of Josh ever.
You don't?
No. And I mean, we get naked. So we're married. There's just something. I've always been so modest, which is crazy weird how modest I am. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about that.
What kind of swimsuits do you wear? Because your family has a pool. And so y'all spend a lot of time at the pool during the summer at his parents' house, right?
Yeah, his parents have a pool. And if no one's there and it's just my family, I'll wear my bikini and it doesn't matter. But if there are other people there or even just his parents in the house and aren't even outside, I sometimes don't even get in the pool. I'll just have my cover up on. I don't know.
If you're at a beach with strangers, what are you wearing? I mean, with your family, but then you don't know anybody else there.
I'll wear whatever I want because I don't know those people. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't like judging eyes. I think people think about me more than they actually do. I put way too much thought into myself when I don't know. I don't think I'm saying that right.
You're afraid that people are judging and thinking about you, but underneath it all, you really think that people aren't even thinking or judging
you.
No
one's thinking about me. Nobody cares. I do have to say, I don't ever really make an effort for work, ever. And yesterday, I was standing by the coffee machine. I wasn't making a spectacle of myself, nothing. And Justin's like, oh, look at your jacket, and giggles.
Was it the camo jacket?
No. My son's hoodie? No, it wasn't that one. But it wasn't. I obviously am not trying to make a fashion statement. It's just I'm staying warm and I have clothes on. Okay. I have shoes on. I'm repeating all the requirements to any grocery store you'd walk into. You know? I don't know. I'm like, you don't have to giggle at my outfit. I know it might be goofy looking, whatever, but that's really not necessary.
That is the worst. I was standing in the kitchen one day, and I've taken a really big stand against athleisure wear just because I don't understand it. I don't know why it's okay to wear workout clothes all the time whenever you have no intention of working out. I just think, and I'm not, and it's a very unpopular opinion, so don't be mad if all you wear is athleisure wear and I think that's lazy looking. I do. And Jenna has explained to me, like, it's not cheap. Athleisure wear mm-hmm. is expensive. So, I mean, people walking around in Lululemons, those are not cheap pants at all. And they do make them more fashionable now where they have the cutouts and everything else. Well, anyway, Jenna and I were in the kitchen and she's like, Lacey, athleisure wear is never going to go away. It's the new thing. Everybody's wearing it and it's not going to go anywhere. And I was like, yeah, but I just think it looks lazy. She straight up looked me up and down.
Yeah, she did.
And whatever I was wearing that day happened to be lazy. And I was like, well, Jenna, this isn't a good example. And she wasn't being rude. As soon as I called her out on it, she was like, oh, I'm really sorry.
Oops, I have no control over my eyes.
But she did straight up look me up and down like, you think athleisure wear is lazy? Because you're looking lazy.
But she sees you every day.
Most days, I'm not looking lazy. But somebody did a survey for some reason. Wanted to know how many pairs of shoes people wear in a work week. Or just wear in a week. And 18% of people said they only wear one pair of shoes.
Really?
1% said that they wear more than seven in 1 week. So that means multiple shoes a day. I have much respect for that. Because you know how I am with my outfit changes.
Yeah. When we went to Vegas, you changed 3 times in 1 day? Was it more than that?
It was a lot. Whenever we took our company trip to Vegas, everybody was giving me crap because I wanted to check a bag. And they said, absolutely nobody is allowed to check a bag. We're just going for a weekend. Figure it out. Well, of course, not everybody got the memo. People did check a bag. So we still had to wait at the airport. Now, the majority wanted to ditch them until a higher up said, no, that is rude. We are going to wait for everybody. But I packed a lot still that I could carry on. And guys, are you bringing all that? You're not going to wear it all. Challenge accepted. I even changed while we were at the airport.
It was ridiculous.
I had to hop in the bathroom and change.
I love you, but that was certifiably insane to change in the airport.
Oh, I had 2 outfit changes before we even got our hotel room. It was fun, though. So I do have much respect for that, for people who wear more than 7 pairs a week.
Yeah.
But the most common answer was 2 or 3, which got 61%.
Even in the summer, I have different sandals. You know, there's different boots, there's different sandals. It depends.
I just bought... this is really awkward because Amy and I are recording in another studio today. And for some reason, I can't get this mic to sync up with me. So I have to hold it with my arms, but... We did just start working out, so my arms are already a little bit sore, but then I've been holding this mic for almost an hour, trying to hold it down to my level.
If I were a good friend, I would have rigged you like some sort of weight system, but I didn't.
I could have stood up.
I'm just sitting down here saying, hello, hello up there.
Can you hear me? I think my mic is messed up. Okay, something else that I have a problem with. This is just my old bitchiness coming out.
Uh-oh.
I don't like selfies. I've said that before.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to occasionally take a selfie. I have no problem with that. I took a selfie one time. I mean, I guess, first of all, what is a selfie? Because I think everybody considers a selfie now to be whenever you're the one taking a picture. Like, but if there are other people in my photo, I don't consider that to be a selfie.
I agree.
I'm taking pictures of me and Jeremy, but I don't have anybody else take the picture. So it's me with my phone turned around.
Mm-hmm. I think that's acceptable also. I mean, I think selfies are generally acceptable, but I don't personally post those.
Yeah.
I will send them to you if I like make a goofy face or I did something stupid. I'll take a picture of myself and send it to you. But I'm not like, hey, everybody, the whole world, look at me.
And this is not you at all, but goofy face selfies are the worst because because people take selfies, but, oh, I'm going to be silly. I'm going to stick my tongue out. You look stupid. Like, you're not changing anything up a little bit
at
all. But if
it's a personal message to one person is different than...
for anybody and everybody.
I know that you just said that, but I actually was not directing that towards you.
I know. I know.
All the celebrities that do it. Kim Kardashian does it. Oh, I'm so silly. I'm so fun. Look at me. I got my tongue sticking out.
You know what's worse than that? Is the filters on every picture.
I hate filters.
I do too.
Because they do make you look better. So quit faking with your big, beautiful eyes and your smooth skin. I agree.
We're old, Lacey. This is bad.
No, everybody has already seen the damn dog with their tongue hanging out. You do not look any different than anybody else. So quit posting those stupid pictures.
One's enough.
And, I mean, selfies, to me, just all go back to vanity where, oh, my God, I'm looking so pretty. I need to take a picture of me in the car while I'm driving on my way to work. Well, there's officially a name for people, or maybe I should read. They are saying there is a genuine mental disorder for people who are obsessed with taking selfies, and the chances are they might have selfietitis, which is a genuine mental condition that makes a person feel compelled to constantly take photos and post them on social media. This is according to psychologists.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
My pastor wrote a book about selfies. It's basically about social media. But I haven't read it. I went to the sermon and I got the condensed version. But it was so cool. Gosh, I wish I wouldn't remember what it was called. It was hashtag. It was just like how to be a good person in a selfie-driven world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it is. It's people need to be loved. So they'll throw that out there, a picture with a dog filter or whatever. And they need people to like it. They need the attention. It feeds something inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what this says. But
we all need it. If we're getting it from social media and a stupid dog filter or something else, like I need to be loved, just not in that way.
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
I don't need,
I sound like a judger.
Oh, I judge. I'm so judgy. The psychologist says those who suffer from selfietitis are generally seeking to boost their confidence, seek attention, improve their mood, make memories, and confirm with their social group and be socially competitive. So that's why people do it. I guess I just don't need gratification in that way.
Yeah.
I do. But social media is just so much. And now there's a new one, whatever that thing is called.
I don't know. I haven't even bothered looking at it.
It's like a new and improved Instagram. And if you sign up now for it, whatever it was,
it's Vero.
Vero.
V-E-R-O.
You can do it for free, and then they're going to end up charging for it. But I wish I had a better social media game just simply for this podcast. Because I do love this podcast, and maybe this is my way of getting gratification. Listen to me, I'm important, I have stuff to say. But I just forget because it's not me. I'm not gonna walk around videoing myself all the time. I don't want to do that. Or I'll forget to take pictures. I have to make myself, whenever I'm around my family, try to remember to take pictures because we only get to see them every so often. And I got a lot of pictures of our grandfather that away that I was able to share after he passed away, because anytime we'd be around the family for Christmas, we would always take pictures. Mm-hmm. I would make ourselves. So I don't have any problem. Take pictures. You need to.
You do.
And be sure and store them. I mean, I remember the very first social media. I remember MySpace. I used to upload like a maniac on MySpace because social media was new. I had never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I got someone to buy me a camera, and he knew the only reason I wanted a camera was so I could have pictures on MySpace. But
that's,
I still
funny,
go to MySpace occasionally. I don't log in. I have no idea what my login would be, but I have funny pictures on there. So sometimes I'm like, oh, you want to see my anti-Sarah Palin Halloween costume, or the time that me and a friend got drunk and went and put on chicken costumes? And I'll go to myspace.com/LaceyTheDestroyer and look them up, because I still have a lot of photos from there.
It's fun. It brings back memories. It's not just a picture. And I think that's why maybe I have a problem with a selfie, is because it doesn't invoke any memory for me or whatever. It's just a pretty picture, which is nice every once in a while, but I love the memories. I like something connected, a story, mm-hmm. you know?
And I do like it whenever people are creative with their stories. Justin's really funny a lot of times. But then other ones, it's like, I don't care. I don't care.
I'm not going to do it myself. I don't know if I mind it so much with my friends, just because I'm busy. I'm busy, and that's one of the only ways I can connect. I can't call everybody every day. So if they post something, I don't know, I just feel connected to them in some way.
Yeah, but I don't need you checking in whenever you're going to go get a drink from McDonald's and stuff like that. Just
true,
too much.
True.
Oversharing. We don't care. If you wouldn't tell me in a conversation, then don't post it on social media. Like, I mean, that's like me with my weekends, you know? I feel really stupid because I don't do anything on the weekends. And then if I try to verbalize it, it's like, oh, what did you do? Oh, I just watched Friends on repeat and painted and canceled with a friend because I didn't feel like doing anything. And then I'm like, I should have just said nothing.
Like, no.
I'm telling you nothing right now. I should have just said nothing.
I think that about myself all the time, though. Lacey, we have window washers. I feel so special.
I used to work on the 12th floor of a building in Dallas, and we would have window washers. That was pretty scary.
Really?
To look out. Yeah. To look out and see people washing the windows.
On the 12th floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. Well, you're so high up there getting up to that mic that do you feel like you're on the 12th floor?
Okay. I found this. Since I'm not bringing content to the show, I just found a bunch of news articles. Country Living posted a list of 50 social etiquette rules that we don't pay enough attention to.
I already don't like this.
I just want to know which ones you do and which ones you're guilty.
I mean, I'm so socially awkward. I think I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't do it. So am I a bad person because I don't do those things? Anyways,
like
go ahead.
What?
Talk to people in social situations. I hide in the corner and I get called out for it all the time.
By Josh?
Other people. No, not Josh. He's too busy talking to people to notice what I'm not doing.
I hate talking to people I don't know. I don't like introducing myself.
Okay.
And I'm the over-introducer, too, because I'm always drunk. I'm not, but I feel like I am because I just talk about it all the time because I have nothing else going on.
This is one of my pet peeves, and I'm socially awkward at. I'm sorry, I'm going to let you get to your article. But so we'll go to church, and we don't go every Sunday, but Josh wants to be there so early, and we don't need to be there early. Church mm-hmm. starts at a time, and we need to be there at the time. But he wants to stand around early and talk to people. And we see these people, I would say, every other week, and we see them through the week. It's family even. And I was like, why are we showing up early when we talk and text with them? I mean, I have nothing to say to these people, so I just stand there for 20 minutes staring at people. There's nothing to say to them. Why am I there?
You should just pretend that you're praying. I'll get you while you're in church.
I love that idea. Oh my gosh. Problem solved. Okay.
Can't talk. I'm praying right now. I was saying I'm the over introducer though, because I've had the same friends for forever, and they always have pool parties during the summer, Halloween parties, parties. It's always fun. But my first, 5 years at their house, I would introduce myself to people, and they're like, Lacey, I've known you for, 4 years now. But I wouldn't remember them.
Oh, no.
So I hate to introduce myself because I don't know if I have met you or not. So I will go the rest of my life not knowing your name.
Well, or you could even make a game out of it. You're playing a game by yourself. You know, ask them questions to see if maybe they do know you and you're not aware of it. That one could be fun.
Should the first question be, have we met before? So I like, if I'm seeing somebody, I'll say, good to see you instead of good to meet you, you know?
Clever.
Good to see you. Yeah. So I'm with you on that. Or I'll meet friends somewhere and they're at a big group, a big table of people, and I don't know them. Am I supposed to go introduce myself to everybody at this table? Because, I mean, I'm talking like 30 people at one table.
Whoa.
I don't know any of y'all, and I'm probably not ever going to talk to you again.
I think it's whoever's already there and knows you and is aware that you might not know somebody. An etiquette would be introduce you when you walk in.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is classic things that people used to do. Always say please and thank you. You do that?
I used to. Whenever the kids were little, you know, we were pretty rigorous. I don't know if that's the right word. On getting them to say please and thank you. So if I was trying to remind them all the time, it was just habit and I was doing it all the time. But now that they're older, I'm not training them anymore, I guess. And so, no, I don't do it as much as I probably should.
I think I'm good with the please and thank you. Probably not all the time. One of them that I can't tell if I need to cut it off or not. Calling somebody Mr. or Mrs.
Oh.
Or no, ma'am, sorry. Ma'am and sir. I call people because I'm from the South.
Yeah.
So it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, sir. But then I realize, like, I'm talking to people who's probably my age. And then people hate it because it makes them feel old. So when do I quit saying ma'am and sir? Do I just do it with older people? Because
no, if it makes you feel right, you should do it. You're not doing it to disrespect anyone. You can't control other people's feelings. You're just...
I can't control my own feelings. I am everywhere. Either things are really, really good or they're bad. The world's ending and everybody's going to die.
Wow.
Back to etiquette. Hold the door open for people. Do you do that?
Yes.
I do too. Try hard to be on time. I don't.
Work or social events? I guess it'd have to be social events for etiquette. There's the fashionably late 15 minutes. I think that's acceptable. So, yes, I'd say I'm on time.
I'm not. But I'm not rudely late either. I'm pretty good with time. So if I am running late, hey, I'll be there in 10. I'm not just going to show up 30 minutes late.
Mm-mm.
Unless, you know, there was something going on. Send handwritten thank you notes. Do you do that?
Not for everything. It makes me look so bad when people do that. You'll get a birthday card. Say I give you a birthday card. Mm-hmm. And then you write me a thank you for the birthday card. That's excessive.
That's overkill.
That's not necessary. But yeah, I'll do handwritten card. I mean, special things, not just like. And you do it all the time. You used to write little post-it notes for everyone in the office. What happened? You don't do that anymore.
I became bitter and bitchy. I decided I don't like any of them.
Aw. I mean, you were really, really good at that. I'm not trying to bring you down, but
no.
I'm saying that you were great at that. You have a skill.
Yeah, but I would write smart-ass things on there. Like,
it's still handwritten. I mean, does it say anything other than a handwritten note?
Thank you. Oh, I can't stand, though, whenever... if I give you a gift for a baby shower or wedding shower, those are the only two instances, or wedding, and I don't get a thank you note, I think that is incredibly rude.
Yeah.
Because I had to keep a list and send thank you notes to everybody. That used to be the etiquette, but people don't do that anymore. And
really?
I
can't think of anyone who hasn't sent me a thank you note for a gift, either wedding or baby.
I've had several, and it's been people that, like, I threw the shower for, best friend, stuff like that. But still,
yeah.
I think it's
a must. Absolutely.
Yeah, especially whenever we organized it. So, I mean, and there's no time limit on it. You have, like, up to a year to be able to send something back. So I just don't understand. Quit being lazy. Quit taking selfies and send me a damn thank you note. Do you bring food to people? If a new neighbor moves in, or somebody dies, or if you're going to somebody's house that you don't ordinarily go to, do you bring food?
I offer. When I think of it.
I do. Just because... the general rule, you're not supposed to show up empty-handed.
Yes.
If a neighbor moves in, I don't cook for them because,
no.
I mean, that's just a little weird.
I don't even notice if I have a new neighbor.
I bought my new neighbor a bottle of wine, but she didn't answer the door. And we heard them. They didn't answer the door. So we were like, okay, fine. Well, Jeremy went in our backyard and hung the bottle over the fence. And then they were like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, and let us in. So I felt a little awkward.
That is kind of weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But she's really, really nice. And it ended up being fine. I don't want somebody I don't know bringing me food. Because are you clean? Did you wash your hands? You don't even know if I have food allergies, which I don't.
Yeah.
But so I'll do that. I do always ask if there's anything I can bring, especially for parties. But then I felt really stupid because we went to our old coworker Greg Jake's house last year.
Yeah.
And people brought him birthday presents. People brought them. I should have at least brought wine. I didn't bring anything because they're rich. So I didn't feel like.
Well, I got a free bottle of whiskey from somewhere, probably here. And I just took that as my gift.
I love that. I love whenever you get something good that you can actually give away to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. My other neighbor used to work for the person who owns Patron. So I would get free Patron and free hair care products because they also work for the same person owns Paul Mitchell products.
Uh-huh.
So I would get all that stuff for free, but she doesn't work there anymore. And that's why you did not get a bottle of tequila this year for your birthday. I think last year I brought you a bottle
you
of tequila.
You did. Yeah.
But it was free.
It was great.
But it doesn't matter.
Free is the best.
Do you care that I didn't pay for a bottle of Patron?
No, I don't care. Some people do. I do not care about regifting.
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't tell that. But you also know that my neighbor worked for them. So, I mean, oh, yeah, thanks for the Patron. Which, by the way, I was hanging out with my neighbor last night, and I did not get to brag on this. So she works for famous people, and she still does. She's not with the company anymore, but she works with some people that's in that same circle. So she has to talk to famous people sometime. And she had to call somebody, and she's like, yeah, I got to call Tim Burton. And I'm like, oh, Tim Burton, like the Tim Burton. And she's like, I don't know who's Tim Burton. And I'm like, oh my God, you don't know who Tim Burton is, because he directs all the Alice in Wonderland and uh-huh. Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands. And then while I'm telling her, I just remembered that Tim Burton also produced my favorite movie, Beetlejuice. And I just got so excited. And I'm like, oh my God, you're calling Tim Burton. How do you not know Tim Burton? And come to find out, I talked to her last night. I was like, hey, did you ever talk to Tim Burton? She goes, it's Barton. She ended up emailing him, and it was Tim Barton.
Oh, no.
I was so disappointed.
You got excited for no reason.
Yes, because then I felt like for that minute, like him and I were almost the same. Like I know her too. You know, it's like 3 degrees separated from Tim Burton.
Yeah, that's pretty dang cool.
But I'm not.
No. So not cool anymore.
Very not cool.
Oh, that would have been so cool, though.
It just made me excited. I mean, that doesn't matter because knowing somebody who knows Tim Burton doesn't mean I know him. And even if I was to meet him, I mean, you got to chill out on the fangirling, you know? I would have to obviously say I appreciate your movies.
Yeah, you tone it down.
Yeah, but I can't fangirl out like I am right now.
Even though it wasn't the right person. You still had that feeling. You can't take that away. Feeling good is a good thing.
Yeah.
Even if it was false.
It's not him, though.
No.
That did make me disappointed yesterday whenever I found that out. Like, you're not as cool as I thought you were. I think I'm done. There's other stuff, but nothing nearly as important as all that we have already said. Do you have anything, Amy?
Nope.
Well, thank you for listening to a lot of crap today. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun talking crap to you. Thank you for everybody who stuck through this. This was a lot to sit through.
Yeah.
You did. Congratulations. There is no prize. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you are there, you can leave us a rating. You can say some nice comments. You can offer words of encouragement. Maybe even give us some ideas, because we are just flat out of everything. Don't forget to join us on our social media. You can tag us in any of your selfies. Feel free. We are... Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, and on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I also wanted to see if they were going to be as helpful if I threw some strange situations at them.
Ooh.
I accidentally looked at the sonogram on purpose, but yeah. I wasn't supposed to, and we're having a boy, and I want to tell him.
Yeah.
But I also want to tell him that we're going to have him circumcised, which he's against.
Ooh.
So are these delivery, or I pick
not
these
delivery,
up?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I walked in tight gym clothes, and I'm giving this woman a really weird explanation. And she looked at me and she goes, I was going to ask if you're pregnant. I'm not pregnant, by the way.